So here we are, another Natter That Matters, and today I'm with the lovely Dina, who is going to be talking to you about her business, how she got into the business, why and who she helps, and her plans, because of course business building is tricky, and we don't all have the same journey, and listening to someone else's journey can possibly help you on yours. So hello and welcome to a Natter That Matters.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
It's lovely to have you here. So tell everybody what you do. Let's get started, because some people might not know who you are, of course.
Yeah, so I'm Dina Berman. I'm a PR strategist. So I work with coaches, consultants and service-based business owners, and I help them to share their stories and their expertise in the press so that they can create a bigger impact and more income.
And as I would expect from you, a very nicely rehearsed kind of bio pitch. Sometimes people come on here and they're like, oh, I think, and then I did, and then I tried, and then I kind of go through that. And I think they haven't got their story straight, have they? Whereas, of course, as a storyteller, you've got yours very straight indeed. So How did you get to that point? Because there'll be people watching this and listening to this thinking, oh, I'd love to be that succinct in talking about what I do. So how did you get to that part? What was that journey for you?
In terms of talking about what I do you mean?
And who you help, like even the clarity around that.
Yeah. So,
like I've known and I've interviewed people that do PR and they're kind of like, kind of help these and kind of, and they're still a bit kind of, you know, all over the place.
So I think really it was trial and error. So when I first started out in business, I didn't really understand who my ideal client was. And so I would just work with anyone and everyone. And I think a lot of people, when they first start out, probably go through that. And I didn't understand the concept of ideal client. I just thought, well, I can help anyone. And, you know, I ended up working with people that were not ideal clients and doing work also that I didn't enjoy. So I was working, I initially started out as a journalist, and I started my business like as a side hustle, really, and I was doing copywriting and PR. And so I ended up doing work that was not in my kind of zone of genius and that I didn't really enjoy. And I remember years ago, I had, you know, clients that made security systems and clients that did software and things like that, that I didn't really know much about, didn't really enjoy writing about. And I ended up having to, you know, do copywriting and things for them. And it was going through that that made me realize my zone of genius is working with, you know, coaches, consultants, people who are the face of their brands and helping them to position themselves as experts. And so the more that I started working with people like that, I realized those are the people that I can really help. And who I enjoy working with as well. You know, I'll work with anyone in terms of, you know, men, women, but it is predominantly women that I end up working with. It does tend to be sort of coaches and consultants. And I am more experienced in helping service-based businesses as opposed to product-based. So for PR, it's a slightly different thing. If you've got a product and you want to get that into the press, it's a slightly different skill set. So I know that I can help people who are service-based business owners to really showcase their expertise and become the go-to expert in their field by getting featured in the press.
Lovely. Knowing who your not client is as important as the client. Yeah, I think we've all been there. Definitely. I know I have been. I've coached the wrong people and thought, well, they probably had a great time, but I came off thinking, oh, that didn't light me up. That,
yeah.
Just to enjoy it like that, you know, as well as them and the, you know, the independent financial kind of situation. But yeah, so what kind of things have you helped people? So of course, like, this is your time to brag, really. So what have you kind of helped? I mean, you don't have to drop names, but you probably, I would imagine, a lot of what has been achieved is public anyway, hence what you do. So what kind of things do you help people achieve?
So it's really about like raising their visibility and getting them out there on platforms where there are new audiences, because I think we're also used to doing social media and obviously posting our own content to our own audiences, which is great, but being able to leverage someone else's platform is so powerful, because then you're getting in front of a whole new audience, and that publication or media outlet has built up that audience, so you don't have to think, well, I need to have a huge number of followers, or I need to, you know, create a huge number of subscribers. You can get featured on a national newspaper website, and that's going out to 50 million people each day. Or you can get featured on a blogging site or on a podcast and have you know, 50,000 listeners, whatever it is. So yeah, I really help my clients with getting featured in different types of media outlets. So some of it is the traditional newspapers and magazines. Some of it is online blogs and publications. So a lot of my clients, they are interested in getting into places like Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine and Business Insider, that are those sort of really like recognizable names. But really, depending on who I'm working with, we help them get into whichever media outlets are going to get them in front of their ideal clients and are going to help them to achieve their goals. So if they want to be seen as an expert in their field, then we help them to showcase their expertise through guest articles, guest blog posts, through interviews, whether it's on the radio, on TV, on podcasts. So I've helped my clients to get featured in pretty much any media outlet you could think of, because I have clients all over the world. And so we're looking at kind of newspapers and magazines, you know, in their country, but also there's so many global online and digital publications as well, and podcasts and things like that. So you really can reach that kind of global audience.
Definitely. And do you guide them, or do they say, oh, I want to be in Forbes, or I want to be in whatever psychologist magazine, or do you say, actually, this is where we would suggest you be? Because I think a lot of people have just got no idea. I know when I started this particular business, I've had lots, but when I started this one 8 years ago, and I went on one of those half day PR things, and they said, where do you want to be? And I just sat with a blank. I thought, I don't read anything. Yeah. This industry, really, all my information comes from my master trainers, and I don't know, and I really didn't have a clue. Yeah. So clueless, aren't they? They don't even know. So do you guide that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know, and also a lot of people, they aren't necessarily sitting down and reading magazines, because I think like the media kind of landscape has changed, and there is a lot more that's online, and a lot more people are maybe listening to podcasts rather than sitting down and reading a magazine, or maybe they're seeing articles online. A lot of people think that they don't you know, read any news, and they'll say, oh, I don't read any news, I don't buy magazines, but actually they're seeing articles online, and maybe there's things that's being shared online, different blogs and articles and things like that. So a lot of people are consuming their media differently. But yeah, to answer your question, whenever I'm working with a client, we look at basically reverse engineering. So what do they want to achieve? Who do they want to get in front of? And then I can help them with, well, these are the media outlets that are going to help you to reach those particular people or help you to hit those particular goals. Some people, they might want to get local media coverage because maybe they've got like an event coming up or something where it makes sense for them to get in front of local people. So there's different local radio stations, local TV shows, local papers, things like that. Some people, they have that global audience or that national, international audience. So we just look at what makes the most sense for them. And then also taking into account things like, do you like writing? Would you like to do guest articles, guest blog posts? Or do you prefer talking? And do you want to go and do radio programs and podcasts? So it's, you know, there's such a range of different types of media, so you can really find the thing that works for you.
It's that lead generation, exactly the same, isn't it? Some people like do webinars, some do live, some do free things. It's exactly the same. You're right about how we read, because I mean, yeah, I haven't bought a newspaper for donkey's years. In fact, I think the last time was to get the job ads, so that's how long ago that was. 20 years, yeah. I reckon. And also, yeah, because I think I don't look at online articles, but as soon as I open Google on my phone, there's a whole raft of them brought up. So if there's one that catches me, a picture or a headline, of course, I'll click on it. So, yeah, I am looking at even I know I don't think I look at the news. I probably am. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. What's your biggest claim to fame? What's the best thing you've got for somebody? You couldn't like, it's a big brag list, really, isn't it? There must be like into here and this is what happened. Like, what's the biggest story, client success story you've got?
I mean, I've had clients where their stories have gone viral, and that's always really exciting. So they have, so one client I worked with, she's a business coach, and she had an article that came out in the Mail online, and that has such a huge reach because it's a big newspaper here in the UK, but they have a really large audience in Australia and America as well. So after that, went live, it got picked up by other journalists in other countries. And she got invited onto a really huge radio show. She got interviewed by other journalists. She had other publications. There was, I think it was Cosmopolitan magazine in Japan ran a piece on it. It just went like, and it was really like, you know, kind of obscure places sometimes that she would never have reached otherwise. But that was really exciting because there was a lot of momentum. She signed up clients on the back of that, and she had high ticket programs she was selling. So she made a lot of money from that one particular article because it got so much buzz and so much engagement and people reaching out and other journalists. So things like that are always exciting. And that happens, you know, when there's a story that just really kind of hits a nerve with that particular audience. And also when it's something that's interesting to other journalists as well, then they're picking up on it.
I think people think PR is press releases. I've heard this before, by the way, especially small business owners, because they don't really know what PR is. But actually, PR is everything, isn't it? Everything you do, everything you say, everything that's outside of you that represents you and your business, essentially. And I've often wondered why people spend so much time on just social posting and not on something with a bigger market. And I think it is just their lack of understanding and knowledge. So how do people start working with you? How do you kind of educate them? Do they have to work with you so that you do it for them, or do you have trainings? Like, how can they start that process?
Yeah, so I love teaching people how to do it themselves. And I think it really helps to actually understand the PR process, because it is quite, it can feel quite daunting. And a lot of people think, you know, they'll say, like, it just feels mysterious. The whole thing feels like a mystery. And I totally get that. And I think I'm sort of so used to it now. And like you say, to me, I'm like, well, if you're putting stuff out there on social media, why not share it on someone else's platform who's already got like 100,000 followers, you know? So like, go on someone else's podcast, and they've built up that relationship and that following, and then you get to leverage that podcast, or go on someone else's, you know, publication, and then you get to leverage that. So to me, it seems straightforward, but I know a lot of people, they don't really understand it. And like you say, they think it is just press releases. And there's so much more that you can do. So I have a PR group program that teaches you step by step how to do PR. There's pre-recorded modules, and it just takes you through step by step. And we have group calls, coaching calls as well, so that you have that support to just go through that process yourself, find the publications to pitch them, get featured, and then leverage your media. I've got a signature program. It's called PR Power, which is the group program. And then I also have the option, I have a Done With You PR package, where that's a one-to-one package, and I work closely with you to help you to get featured. But I'm still helping you to understand it as well, so I'm not fully doing it for you, because not everyone's ready to just hire a PR agency and outsource it. And I think it does help if you've not done it before to really have that understanding of how it works.
Well, and also the perception is it's ridiculously expensive, and actually it can be, can't it? And it sometimes is. I know I worked with a PR agent end of last year, and we did some work. And also, people don't understand, so they just see massive investment. They don't understand what the rate of return can be, because it's not like doing an ad and seeing the, you know, the analytics. It's a, you know, you just don't know, like you say, like the lady up in Cosmo in Japan, you can't quantify it, can you? It's unquantifiable. Yeah. But I did, I got featured on BBC Radio 4 Money Box, talking about money mindset. And I've had so many one-to-one clients sign up from that. But I just think that, you know, month I paid for that PR, it's like more than it trebled itself just for that one. People don't understand that if it's done right, in the right place, with the right message. And that's the thing. I think they've maybe sent press releases or shitty pieces, or they've done crap interviews in the wrong place with the wrong audience. Therefore, it's not giving them what they need. So micro punch is massively important in any
market. That's exactly it. And also knowing that, you know, if you can get consistent media coverage, then you get that compound effect, and then you start having a lot of my clients now, they have journalists reach out to them because they're someone that is seen in a lot of places. And you'll have articles where the article will come out and you'll get clients that will sign up directly from that article or directly from that interview. I've had that happen. My clients have had that happen, but not every single piece is going to be like that. So sometimes, like you say, it's more about an article comes out and you get 100 new followers. And then some of those followers, 1-2 months later, then they become clients. So it's more of a holistic approach, and it's not just, like you say, advertising. It's raising your visibility and getting yourself out there, and then it pays off sometimes instantly, sometimes, you know, a short while later, or sometimes even longer. I've got a particular article that I had written about me in Forbes, and it must have been out, it must be about 3 years now. And this week I had someone contact me that had read that article. And it's like, you know, the stuff is evergreen when you're getting featured, whether it's a podcast or an interview or whatever. So people can keep finding you.
Yeah, I mean, it really is about being part of the marketing mix, as you, you know, as you were alluding to, because, for example, I do lots of podcasts. In fact, I've been asked 4 times already this morning since we've been recording this to go on where people see me on other things. But actually, I had a woman that just signed up as a one-to-one client who saw me talk 7 months ago in someone else's, which I didn't know this woman existed. So she's always been following me around the internet, seeing things. Just came, our conversation was about 10 minutes and then she booked. So yeah, it's that's the problem. We can't quantify it because we don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. And I think sometimes we think that is the, we think one particular marketing is the magic answer, but it's the whole combination that work together. So
yeah.
So what's your advice? So if you've got any kind of tips for people that are watching this, what kind of first 3 things somebody needs to do to get their head in the right kind of gear for PR, essentially? What do you think they need to achieve?
I think the first thing is to make the mindset shift and realize that it is available to you, because so many people think, well, that's for someone else. And maybe, you know, there might be people listening to this and they've seen other people getting featured and they're like, well, that makes sense for them because maybe they're more well known or they're more established or they've got a larger following. And actually, you don't need to be well known or have a large following to get amazing media coverage. So the first thing I say would be shift your mindset and realize that it is available to you. The second thing, I think, try and think about what would your goals be with PR, because you don't want to just go out there and fire off press releases and hope for the best. Like, you need to have some kind of strategy. And so you need to know what it is that you actually want to achieve with PR. And, you know, does it make sense for you to become more well-known locally, to become more well-known nationally, internationally? Do you want to be seen as an expert in your field? Do you want to build up the credibility piece? Do you want to gain more followers? Like, what is it that you actually want to achieve with PR? Because then when you know that, you can create a plan. So the second thing would be work out what you want to achieve with PR. And then the third thing, I think, sit down and start thinking about creating a plan of action and thinking, you know, where would I really love to be featured? What would I enjoy doing? Because it should feel fun. You don't want it to feel like a chore. So if you love chatting, then think about doing podcasts and think about doing radio. Whereas some people, they love writing, they really enjoy, and it comes more easily to them. So they can do guest articles and guest blog posts. You know, some people want to do a mix. So just think about, like, what would actually feel fun and enjoyable for you to do, and start coming up with a bit of a plan, and put some of your dream publications on there when you're thinking about creating a plan. Like, where would you love to be featured?
It sounds good to me. I like the reverse engineering. I'm a fan, an absolute queen of it. So start with the end in mind. And I can't not ask you the question. And, you know, if people are watching this, listening to this in 5 years' time, they'll probably laugh at this question. But AI, now AI is obviously going to have a massive impact. Well, it already is, actually.
Yeah.
How is it going to impact the face of, you know, what we read and how we take on information, what we trust, what we don't trust? And how is it going to affect your business, do you think? Are you AI-proofing your future?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've already seen from different publications who have actually started specifying in their guidelines, we will not accept content that has been generated by AI. So you do have to be really careful. And I think just in general, AI is great for the research part. It's great for creating prompts. So if you are writing a guest blog post or a guest article, by all means, use it for that research part, the planning part. But no, you can't create an article fully written by AI and expect a publication to run that, because it's not going to be at a standard that they're going to want to use. So I think that AI can be something that can assist us, and we can use it in the right way to help us, you know, to make it easier and quicker. But it's never going to replace PR. It's never going to replace us being able to infuse our own personalities into our interviews and into our articles, which is something that you know, journalists love the human interest angle. They want to see the human side. They want to see our stories, our personalities, our passions, all of that stuff. And AI can't replace that. So I think AI is something that you can use to assist and to help, but it's never going to replace, you know, the jobs that we do.
So the message is, be irreplaceable by AI. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And then interesting to people that want you for PR of all descriptions. So yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Well, Dina, thank you very much for being with me today. Fascinating to hear. And what's the plan for you? Where are you going next? What, you know, what sort of world domination have you got planned for your business?
Yeah, just, you know, your usual world domination. So I am... I've got another multi-author book that's coming out, which is something else that I do in my business. And I'm just excited to help more people to get out there and share their messages. And, you know, to be able to get visible, share their story, share their expertise, but just to do it on that bigger scale. That's what really lights me up. So I'm just looking forward to more of that.
Lovely. I look forward to more of that too. I shall watch with curiosity as to what happens. And if you want to get in touch with Dina, you want to know anything about how you can learn with her or work with her or just follow her and understand and watch her, actually, because I'm sure her own PR must be phenomenal, because of course she is the shining example. It's not always the case, is it? I'm sure, because we don't have time to do our own stuff, do we? So there are links here for you to follow, and I will say thank you very much, and I hope to see you very soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much.